Welcome to The Flash Business, the podcast that brings you the latest in the business sphere. I'm your host, Wendy, and today we've got some fascinating discussions on the agenda. We'll dive into the expectant atmosphere surrounding next week's inflation data, as suggested by Goldman Sachs, explore how pharmaceutical giants are navigating the burgeoning challenge of patent expirations, and take a closer look at a major industrial project completion in Fort Worth, Texas, that's drawing substantial attention. So let's get started. With the financial world on edge, everyone's eyes are fixed on the upcoming inflation data. Sean, you've been following Goldman Sachs' insights into this. What's the word on the street?
Indeed, Wendy. Goldman Sachs has hinted at potential shock scenarios that might arise from the next inflation data release, stirring considerable anticipation in the markets. While the specifics of these scenarios remain under wraps, the mere mention has underscored the potential impact on market dynamics.
Inflation data always plays a pivotal role, but why now? What's so critical about this upcoming release?
The crux of the matter lies in the unpredictability. Inflation, essentially the rise in prices across a swath of goods and services, directly affects interest rates, monetary policies, and economic health. Goldman Sachs suggests that the upcoming consumer price index data could shock the market, hinting at outcomes deviating significantly from expectations.
And the implications of such a shock scenario are profound, aren't they?
Absolutely. A surprise in the data could lead to volatility as investors recalibrate expectations for future economic conditions and central bank actions. Factors like unexpected increases or decreases in inflation rates, significant revisions to past data, or unforeseen insights into future trends could be catalysts.
That sounds like a situation where being informed and agile is paramount. With the impending CPI data release approaching, what should market participants be on the lookout for?
Investors are likely to adjust their investment strategies based on the data, underlining the interconnectedness of economic indicators and market dynamics. While the exact details of the shock scenarios Goldman Sachs alludes to are not public, the expectation of such outcomes suggests a heightened state of vigilance.
So essentially, it's a wait-and-see game, but one that could have significant implications for the financial markets and broader economy. Fascinating. Thanks for shedding light on this, Sean. Moving on from financial markets to the pharmaceutical industry, several big names are facing a daunting challenge: the end of patent lives for blockbuster drugs. Laura, you've been following this closely. What's happening?
Wendy, it's a significant shift. Giants like Merck, Bristol-Myers Squibb, and AbbVie are at a crossroads as their blockbuster drugs, which constitute a major portion of their revenue, edge towards patent expiration. This opens the door for generic and biosimilar competition, which can drastically cut revenues.
Humira's decline in sales due to biosimilar competition is a prime example, right?
Exactly. Once among the highest earners with annual revenues of over $20 billion, Humira saw a 32% drop in sales to $14 billion in just a year. It's a clear demonstration of the impact that patent expiration and subsequent competition can have.
So, how are these companies responding to the challenge?
They're adopting a multifaceted approach. This includes patenting not just the drugs, but their manufacturing processes and administration methods to extend market exclusivity. They're also focusing on developing new potential blockbusters and acquiring smaller biotech firms to diversify and strengthen their drug pipelines.
It sounds like an intricate balancing act to keep ahead in the game. Thanks for the insight, Laura. Lastly, let's take a closer look at a notable development in Texas. Rachel, the completion of the Mercantile Logistics Station in Fort Worth has been making waves. What makes this project stand out?
This project underscores Texas's growing appeal as an industrial haven. The Mercantile Logistics Station, comprising two Class A industrial buildings offering over 850,000 square feet of space, enhances the Mercantile Business Park. It's strategically located near major transportation routes and even offers direct pedestrian access to the Texrail commuter train line. A relationship between location, accessibility, and industrial growth seems to be at play here. How significant is this project for the area? It's quite significant. The project is part of a wider $250 million fund aimed at industrial real estate development across Texas. This kind of investment indicates a robust commitment to the sector, and the immediate interest from corporate users showcases the enduring appeal of well-positioned industrial spaces. With the Mercantile Logistics Station now in leasing operations, it'll be interesting to see how this development influences Fort Worth's industrial sector. Thanks for sharing this, Rachel. As we conclude this episode of The Flash Business, we've delved into the anticipatory atmosphere around inflation data, witnessed the pharmaceutical giant's strategic shifts in the face of patent expirations, and observed Texas's industrial sector's growth through the lens of a significant project completion in Fort Worth. Knowledge and entertainment, on demand. Until next time.